This is Paul Edmondson and...
Paul Prescott here.
We're in the Dirty Duck just after the birthday performance of David Farr's production of The Tempest. I really liked it. I found much to admire in it. It struck me afresh as a very calm play, a very still play, almost like the calm after the storm. Jonathan Singer's Prospero, he was quite angry, wasn't he? Quite a petulant Prospero, I thought.
Yes, indeed. But also a very thoughtful performance. Very, very intricate in a way, the way he picks his way through the speeches and through the dialogue. And so you're always aware of a very, very keen intelligence at work in the actor himself.
In the production, there was the doubleness, wasn't there, with Ariel looking like him, wearing the same slightly shabby... I mean, it's a shabby suit, it's a shabby... looking Prospero.
Yeah.
This wasn't a Prospero of a magical gown, or he wasn't a genius in a study. He was a Prospero who seemed to have lived a long time with resentment. But Ariel was his double, and Caliban was his double as well. There was elements that we were, I think, led to believe they were parts of Prospero. And then, curiously, Ariel changes costume, and there were four Ariels. When we heard, I thought, a very haunting "Come Unto These Yellow Sands," they were wearing Quasi Renaissance costume with ruffs, weren't they, the Ariels?
Yeah, I suppose we should say that the whole thing is more or less modern dress, that kind of slightly abstracted modern dress that you get in many performances these days, where it doesn't necessarily say you're in a particular country or a particular demographic of person. But it does basically put people in suits, and in this case actually also in a dress, in that we had a cross-gendered performance tonight in the role of Sebastian. And this seems to be a trend at the RSC this season. King John has many cross-gendered roles in it in this production.
Without the need to change to feminize the name.
No.
I mean, he was played as a woman.
Absolutely.
But she was just called Sebastian. I noticed this in the Twelfth Night as well, that there is not the distinction of rank. There is no sense in which these are aristocrats, really. Alonso had a crown, but his court was incredibly corporate. There was nothing dukish at all about Prospero. And he's wanting his dukedom back. So, you know, what is he aspiring to? And I find that curious, that where we have this kind of fake equality going on with the way rank is just ignored, really, in these two productions, certainly. I liked, having said that, it was a very aristocratic looking mask with the Renaissance, heavily dressed Renaissance women.
Indeed it was, yes. We've got a flavour of Elizabethan.
I enjoyed Trinculo and Stefano.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Trinculo, very sort of naive quality about his performance, which I liked. And the ending, what about the ending? It was a culmination just before we go into Prospero's cave. The cave itself, with its reflective doors, added to that feeling of doubleness, didn't it? That space in which the storm happened.
Yes, the set is a set of planks at the back of the stage, which give a sense of a shipwrecked a boat. And then a very obvious kind of cell from which the sailors erupted in the opening scene, and to which Prospero retreated at certain points, and in which we discovered Miranda and Ferdinand playing chess. And the rest of the stage had these kind of ruined monuments of some kind of civilization, which were quite hard to decipher in a way.
There was a sphinx without a head in one part
right,
of the stage.
And occasionally spirits would come up through the floorboards.
Well, it was a very internationally edged performance tonight, because, you know, the ambassadors and the high commissioners were there as guests to Shakespeare's birthday celebration.
Indeed,
so there was a special atmosphere tonight. And we'll just continue to discuss it over drink, shall we?
I think we just digest.
Yeah.
Yeah.